For KZYX News, I'm Alice Wolfley. Boonville is a photogenic one-street town, home to just over 1,000 people. It's got a hardware store, a couple grocery stores, and a laundromat, plus half a dozen places for tourists to get an espresso on their way to the coast. But beneath the surface, it's a very different story. Many of the people who live in town don't have safe drinking water.
We suspected that there were problems with wells and contamination. We have heard lots of stories over the years that there have been real problems.
That's Valerie Hanelt, chair of the Boonville Community Services District.
So we said, okay, what we can afford maybe is to do E. coli and nitrate analysis on well water in the most congested areas in town.
It was a blind test, and the results were not good. 22 out of 24 samples were bad.
Ultimately, when I took those results to the Sacramento, people would just look at this, and they'd look at me, and they'd look at it, and they'd look at me, and they'd look at it, and they'd say, this is third world. They say, if you have these things, you also have pharmaceuticals. You have cancer treatment, radioactive. You have estrogen. You have oven cleaners. You have all this stuff that's going through your community. And it's going into the creeks and it's going into the Navarro.
Before I go any further, I want to make it clear that the water in the public serving establishments is safe.
I mean, don't worry about public serving establishments, okay? Public serving establishments are heavily regulated. Yeah. We've got the health department regulating the schools, regulating the tasting rooms, the clinic, the fairgrounds.
So how did this happen? Back in the 80s, two Boonville residents, Frank Wyant and Homer Mannix, saw the potential for problems. They applied for state funding and hired engineers to draw up plans for a sewer system, but it was voted down in a public meeting.
The fellow who was there from the state asked for a show of hands, and there was a show of hands that was against it for whatever reason. And they basically just clicked their briefcases closed and left.
The project was put on hold until 2014 when funding from the state became available.
This is the first time in about 35 years that there's been state funding. We are in the severely disadvantaged band, so we are eligible for 100% funding.
The project is estimated to cost around $32 million, which will come from a handful of state grants. It's hard to imagine a lack of support for clean drinking water in your town, and most of the community is in favor of the project, but there has been some opposition regarding the compulsory sewer system.
I think the objections to sewer are basically, I don't want to be told what to do, I don't want to pay another rate, and my system works.
But Valerie makes the case that in the long term, the benefits for the community far outweigh the costs.
If I have to pay $45 a month for sewer, and then I don't have to worry anymore about pumping out my tank or worrying about my leach field.
She says it will bring peace of mind and increase property values.
I'm sure when you go to sell, if you say you're on the systems, you know, that's a entirely different sale than when you try to explain how to run your septic and your well.
The water and sewer systems will lead to development that the town needs. It will allow dilapidated buildings to be renovated and comply with new fire suppression regulations. There will also be fire hydrants located every 500 feet.
The drinking water has fire suppression component. So fire suppression means that we will have a pressurized system high enough for any new construction to have sprinklers, which in 2016, the new fire regs came out, and there's going to be no new construction without sprinklers. That really is a tremendous asset to the community.
Which brings me to my next question. Where's the water going to come from?
The water is going to come from about four clusters of wells. I mean, the engineers are like, you know, this is tough. We have to have a lot of wells. And we're looking at like 16 wells.
The project is nearing the end of the planning phase and could be operational by 2022, which seems like a long time to wait for clean drinking water. Valerie wants homeowners to be informed when it comes time to vote. And though she doesn't hold any resentment towards the naysayers, she says it's time to think about the community.
You know, a lot of these people they're wonderful people, and you want them to be happy, but then at some point you have to say, You know, we really have to serve the community, the whole community. Best thing to do is not get your information from just somebody talking or upset or social media. Please, please go to the website, avcsd.org.
For KZYX News, I'm Alice Wolfley.